Ja, de kathedraal. Eigenlijk weten wij erg veel te weinig van. Je kunt hier brochures kopen. Maar wat altijd heel leuk is, er zijn altijd mensen die je kunnen rondleiden. Zoals John net heeft gedaan en nog steeds doet.
Here we are in the Cavendish Chapel. It's so named because a very important and remarkable lady acquired the rights for her family to have burials here. And we're looking at her monument, designed by herself. This is Bess of Hardwick, or more properly, Elizabeth, Countess of Shrewsbury. A remarkable woman of her time, considering that she died in 1608. And when she died, or at least in the years leading up to her death, she was reckoned to be the second richest woman in the country, only behind Queen Elizabeth I. She married four times, and each time she married, the person that she married was richer than her previous husband. All four husbands sadly died, but she inherited all of their lands and all of their estates, and she made the best use of it as well. She was a very intuitive and advanced thinking designer of great houses, and she built Hardwick Hall very near to her original home, and it was a revolutionary design. It was almost all glass. We look now at modern office and flat buildings, and we see that they are using this principle. She used it 400 years ago, and she also had an influence on the rebuilding and relaying of great houses and gardens across this part of the country.
She was a very rich woman.
She was.
And that's why we can see her again.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. I mean, you can only imagine the wealth that would allow her to order the creation of a monument like that, following her death. And that led to the subsequent burials of 46 of her family here at All Saints Church. And they were all members of the Cavendish family.
Nu gaan we naar beneden, dat is de St. Catherine's Chapel. En daar liggen dan de familieleden van Beth, zullen we haar maar noemen, begraven. Een soort crypte hier, kapelletje.
We're now coming into what would have been at one time one of two vaults in which the coffins from the Cavendish family burials were actually stored. You can still see on the wall here where the shelves were that went across with the coffins lying on them. Now, all of them are confined into the one remaining vault room and so tightly packed in there that some have to stand head to toe. Yeah. But as we completed the extension, we wanted a private chapel. So we asked the Duke of Devonshire, who is head of the Cavendish family, if it was possible to do that conversion here. And he said yes, it was certainly possible, and he also contributed very generously to the funding of the project. So he was a great supporter of the church at that time. Our dedication for the chapel is to St. Catherine of Alexandria, early female Christian martyr. She refused to give up Christianity when the province of Alexandria was taken by the Romans. And of course we commemorate her with the Catherine wheel, which we use on firework displays.
Ja, we hebben met John de hele kathedraal gezien. People who want to come to do this walk and talk and guided tour with you,
yes,
they can do it through the website or through the tourism office.
If they contact us through the website or otherwise through the tourist information center,
okay.
For advice on how to spend a longer period in Derby. Yeah. Then there are always ideas that they can give. Yeah. And Derby is well worth a short visit. There are so many things that people can do.
Ja, nou, dat zijn de mooiste woorden waar we mee kunnen stoppen. Want Derby is inderdaad de moeite waard om te bezoeken. Niet even aan te doen, maar echt te bezoeken. Dat hebben we de hele dag al gemerkt. Alle informatie over de kathedraal, maar ook over alles van Derby kunt u vinden op www.visitderby.co.uk.